This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's Senate trial formally opened last week and is set to hear opening arguments on Tuesday. But combatants in the political and legal fight over the president's fate waged verbal battles across the airwaves Sunday morning on news talk shows in the U.S. that offered glimpses of the Senate drama in the American public will witness in the days ahead. On ABC this week, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the impeachment manager, says he continues to be concerned about a fair trial.
Will the senators allow the House to call witnesses to introduce documents? That is the foundational issue on which everything else rests, and one thing that the public is overwhelmingly in support of, and that is a fair trial.
On the same program, Alan Dershowitz, one of the president's lawyers, says the voters should give the final verdict, the voters should have the final verdict, not Congress.
I think many presidents in the past have made foreign policy decisions to enhance their electoral prospects, and if people think that this president did that, that's a factor that should enter into the decision who to vote for, among many, many other factors.
As the trial nears, the Republican-majority Senate remains highly unlikely to convict President Trump. He's a Republican, and since two-thirds vote against, the president would be necessary to oust him from the White House. World leaders agreed Sunday to respect an arms embargo and postpone military support to the two factions at a summit aimed at heading off a true regional escalation of fighting in Libya. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that a committee would be convened in Geneva in the coming days.
I cannot stress enough the summit's conclusion that there is no military solution to the conflict in Libya. All participants have mentioned it several times during the meeting, even those that are more directly involved in the conflict itself.
This is